Rapper Jasper Logan has spent the last year and a half working through some feelings he had long suppressed. The result of his emotional journey is his latest album, 94 South to Dalton Avenue. Late last week, he came to Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the emotional process of creating the 10-track album.
You have to deal with your pains and your hurts. Otherwise, they're going to come out some form, some way, and it may not be healthy. And so dealing with it kind of ensures that it comes out in a healthy way instead of in a way that isn't healthy for not only for you, but for the people around you. And so that aspect actually kind of what sparked the whole process of the album and made me really dive into it. I mean, the intro of the album with me talking to my mom and getting in the car, that's super emotional for me. I can't even listen to it now. That literally happened, and it was at a time and point where I was the emotions started to just come out and stuff that I hadn't dealt with. And so I was man, okay, I need to deal with this stuff.
I'm doing good. What's up with you?
I think I need to come home for a little bit.
You think you need to come home? What are you thinking about coming home?
Just now. I'm in the car now.
You're in the car now?
When I had made that call, that was at the thick of it. I guess I'll start from the beginning. So from the beginning, I had started probably last spring or something. Mm-hmm. I had just started feeling all of these feelings of depression and just being tired all the time. I would come home and my girl would be like, "Yo, why are you so tired?" I don't know. I guess I'm okay. And I would be out in a grocery store or something and immediately feel this weight or this pain in my chest and where is this coming from? And just get anxious out of nowhere. It's really funny though. So I was working at a nonprofit for in the city, and then one of the things we do every summer is we go through a theme with our students. And so this was right around the time J. Cole album had just came out, Killing Our Demons, where he's talking about you need to kill your demons, you need to address that your hurts and your pains from your past, and otherwise they're gonna hurt you, and you know. And so I'm that's good. So maybe we'll talk about that. And so with our kids, and so we start talking to professional counselors, hey, what happens when you don't address your hurts and your pains? And they start showing us all this research, and I'm like, oh snap, this is me. This is why I'm doing some of the things that I'm doing, and this is why I'm having these feelings. Because in Chicago, I grew up in a very dysfunctional home. Not only was it just hard, in my household, but outside, there wasn't a lot of hope. There wasn't a lot of, you just saw a lot of hard things. And because I thought that was normal, that's just how we grow up, I didn't address any of it. And even the things that were going on in my house, in my household, I thought that those things were normal as well. And that I should have been able to deal with it. And it wasn't until I got involved in counseling and I'm telling him these things, and he's like, yo, that's not normal. Kids shouldn't have to deal with that stuff. Kids shouldn't have to feel that weight. And so then I'm like, oh man, this is not okay. And so I start the process of slowly unpacking these things, but I had already I spent 26, 27 years packing it down, not trying to feel these feelings, not trying to go back to those places. And so the moment I'm trying to, I'm I realized I don't actually know how to address any of these. And so for me, music has kind of always been that way of kind of addressing it, but not really addressing it. And so even with the last few projects, success, there was a lot even going on surrounding that moment. But I think I was so caught up in kind of what people wanted from me as an artist and all this other stuff that I didn't listen to myself. And so I just kind of put out whatever. And even that started to weigh on me a little bit as an artist and then even as a person. And so, as I'm going through this process of unpacking my feelings and, realizing that, okay, why am I even doing all of this stuff? Why am I even doing this? I started to realize more and more that, you got a lot of things that, are wrong with this scenario, and you got to go about fixing it. And so, getting in tune with my feelings and, even the whole aspect of going home, there would be moments where my counselor told me, he was like, yo, when you go home, just Like, don't be afraid to sit in those feelings that you feel. Like, when you drive down certain streets, when you, like, look at certain places, don't be afraid to just sit in those feelings and, like, write down what you're feeling. It's funny because a lot of the music comes from that. Like, and I think you can tell, like, when you listen to it. Like, even Dalton, like, that song specifically comes from, like, me literally sitting in front of my house that I grew up in and, like, just feeling all of those feelings of, like, what we used to go do. We used to walk to the gas station every day, you know, and they used to think we were stealing chips and used to think we were stealing stuff, and we were sometimes and stuff like that. And so it's, like, just, like, being able to sit in those feelings. But that's something, like, I hadn't done in a long time, because it takes you back to those feelings, and we don't want to feel a bad part. But I learned, like, even in the bad part, there's beauty in there, too. Like, there's good things that come out of there.
Cooler than the side of the pillow you never use. Back up in the city, I'm driving down avenues. Saw a black boy who reminded me of my youth. Felt like I should warn him about future problems to bloom. But honestly, I'm feeling I may be too far removed. Wish that I could tell him the fear was all just a ruse.
No, the album is interesting to me because there is that bit of nostalgia where you are looking back and you can tell their memories of you growing up in Chicago. But then there's also this aspect of being in the present and thinking about where you are now. I think it's the second song on the album that the song kind of breaks down at the end and a woman starts asking questions.
Yep.
And, like, very reflective questions, you know, like, what is this for? And, like, who am I? And, or who are you, I guess? And are those questions that you find yourself asking yourself now?
Yeah. So even then, like, I think when I move in from, like, Chicago to, like, here, I was in a lot of ways running away from a lot of, like, the hurt and pain, like, thinking that that move would, like, would bring about healing or wholeness when, or that transition would bring about healing or wholeness when it doesn't, like, you still got to deal with it. But I was under the impression that, like, okay, if I just change circumstances, then, like, I've changed, you know? And moving here, and even, like, the change and the transition of coming from a predominantly African-American space to where, and culture to, like, majority culture to where, like, you know, things are different here. Black Southern culture is different from, like, what I've grown up in. And so for a lot of the time that I was here, it was a lot of, okay, trying to understand, like, majority culture and, like, how do I operate in a space that, like, I'm, one, not comfortable in, and two, that I'm, like, that they're not comfortable with me in, and, like, I don't know how to, like, be myself in this space, or is it even possible to be myself in this space without, like, sacrificing, like, you know, who I am, or can I still thrive in this space without sacrificing who I am? And so these are all things that I'm dealing with, like, fresh out of college, like, you know, 22, like, 21, on top of, like, just getting married, on top of, like, moving. And, like back then, I didn't know, like, all of this happened in the span of a summer. And so, like, I didn't know, like, that was such a big, like, thing and that it weighed on me. Like, I just thought that's what you did. Again, like, not addressing, like, anything. And so, like, now I'm looking back, like, yo, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot to just be thrown into the wolves like that with no training, no, like, yo, no outlets of, like, if even to just, like, express myself and express, like, what I'm feeling and things like that.
Are you satisfied? Are you happy yet? Are you satisfied? Life is but a dream. I question everything. What's the point of things? I'm losing all my steam. Focused on these streams, laughing at these memes. Is this the reason why we sing?
Another one of the songs asks another question, I guess, in the title, Are You Happy Yet?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a question you still ask yourself?
Definitely. I feel like that's, like, an ongoing question that, like, you just kind of ask forever. Like, you know, like, are you happy? Are you satisfied? And that's why, like, I made the song, and, like, it repeats throughout the entire song. And, like, even because that's kind of what happens in life. You do something to try to get yourself to try to be happy, and then you ask yourself, was that enough? Like, does it make you happy? When really, like, part of it is, like, I think for me, like, I was trying to be happy and, like, changing outward thing. And it's not until, like, you start looking inward and you go, okay, this is the things, these are the things that are going to make me happy. Like, if I'm happy in here, then, like, I'm going to be straight. But, like, if you're not happy with yourself, like, there's no way you're going to be happy with the things that are outside. So no matter how, no matter what it is, no matter, you could change, like, jobs, location, 20 different times, like, and for a little bit you might feel happy, but, like, if you don't, until you start dealing with, like, what's inside, you'll never get that, so.
The album is clearly a very personal project.
Yeah.
It documents your personal journey. What do you hope that listeners who maybe haven't had that same journey as you will take away from it?
Man, just that they'll start the process of that. Like, I think that is so important. And I think for a long time, like, I didn't think anyone else dealt with hurt and pain. And so, like, when I started, like, uncovering that, like, I'm dealing with all of this, like, man, I started to realize, like, everybody's dealing with this stuff. And, like, but we're trying to run away from it. We're trying to do anything not to feel it or whatever. And so, which is kind of a normal thing, like, in a sense, like, we don't want to feel those pains. You don't want to deal with it. Like, you rather just, like, numb it or not address it. But I started to realize, at least for me, like, it was stifling me. Like, it was keeping me from, like, having healthy relationships. It was keeping me from even, like, reaching my goals in certain aspects, in certain ways. And I was like, man, like, I don't want this stuff to, like, prohibit, like, because, like, my biggest fear is that, like, I don't reach my potential. And so, like, I don't want this stuff to, like, prohibit my potential or me reaching my potential. And so, like, I'm going to address it. I'm going to deal with it if that's the only way. And so, like, getting to a point of, like, just, like, talking about it and just, like, dealing with it, like, that's what I hope for people. Like, I hope that people listen to this and go, whoa, okay, what are the things that, like, I'm not addressing that, like, that I need to just take a second look at and address?
Congratulations on the new album, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
That was Jasper Logan speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda inside the Carver Center for Public Radio last week. He'll perform April 27th at Last Saturday Fayetteville. You can find out more about his music at jasperlogan.com.